An inmate at South Central Correction Facility passed away on Thursday. 65-year-old Daniel Mankey died at Mercy Hospital in St. Louis. Mankey was serving a life sentence for first-degree sodomy or attempted sodomy of a child less than 12 years old. He's been at the prison since March of 2023. Authorities say an autopsy will be conducted. A former employee at Ava School has been charged with statutory rape and child molestation. Amber Browning was arrested after a former student came forward reporting a sexual relationship with her. After her arrest, the school terminated Browning. The school district issued a statement saying that they are aware that Browning had been charged with a serious crime, and as soon as they learned of the charges, her employment was terminated. They went on to say the district does not tolerate and will not employ individuals who engage in such conduct. Student safety is their first priority. A Walnut Ridge man has been arrested for aggravated animal cruelty. 30-year-old Daniel Honeycutt was arrested on Wednesday after police say four dogs in his care died. Honeycutt's wife, Crystal, was arrested last week on similar charges. He's being held on $25,000 cash or surety bond. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man Wednesday on several charges. 43-year-old Joshua Easter is charged with first-degree terroristic threatening, first-degree domestic battering, second-degree false imprisonment, and aggravated assault on a family or household member. He was taken to the Sharp County Detention Center. A man from Pocahontas was arrested early this morning on drug charges. 32-year-old Corey Harris was arrested on charge of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to yield, and no driver's license. He's being held in the Randolph County Jail. A Missouri judge ruled that the state's 2025 congressional redistricting plan can stay in place, rejecting lawsuits that sought to throw it out before the 2026 elections. The decision means the map Missouri lawmakers drew in 2025, which redrew the boundaries of the state's eight congressional districts, will remain in effect unless overturned on appeal. Governor Mike Huckabee signed the new congressional map into law after a special session in September. The map creates new districts for Missouri's representation in the U.S. House and is likely to send one more Republican to the Capitol. It redraws Missouri's congressional districts, splitting up Kansas City into three districts. Two separate groups of plaintiffs filed suit in September, asking the court to strike down the 2025 map and restore the 2022 congressional map for the 2026 elections. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office weekly arrest report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.